wonderful piece of individual skill shown by Bernie Abini to come up with a goal for Sydney FC. It was the second of their goals and sealing their victory, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Bernie. Congrats, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah. It was a bit of a tight predicament you got yourself out of, mate. You beat two defenders on what I'm now led to believe is called the byline. You got away from them and two shots in the goal.
It was a pretty tight spot that I got myself out of, but yeah, I was happy to get on the score sheet and for us to win the match as well.
Yeah, you certainly did. It took a little while, and then Milos Ninkovic scored, and then you put yours away. Graham Arnold obviously happy after probably a very disappointing loss in the FFA Cup, but back in the winner's circle.
Yeah, obviously after Wednesday night when we lost, everyone was disappointed, but we needed to quickly move on from that, and the boys did very well. It was a tough match up there in Newcastle, which it normally is, and for us to bounce back with a win is fantastic.
And how do you pull up after a match now, Bernie? Because we know, I won't get you to go through your list of injuries, mate. You've had a bad run. Do you pull up okay?
Yeah, I pulled up pretty good. I feel pretty good, and I've worked really hard. And I think that's like my injury. I've put it behind myself. So yeah. I'm just looking forward now.
Is it something you're still building into, a little bit of more match practice, a little bit more confidence that, you know, it takes a little bit of time. You can be physically fit, but, you know, that mental side of the game, which is people don't sometimes see, is there still a little bit to go for you?
I wouldn't say so much the mental side. I'll say definitely, like, the match fitness still has to come up a bit more. But, that's only going to happen with playing games and, being back out there, which I'm enjoying doing now, so it's all looking good.
Mm. And is that the plan for you, to come off the bench for a little bit and work your way back in?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. Arnie keeps his cards pretty close, so I just got to wait and see, I guess.
I mean, that's a great thing for Graham Arnold and supporters, that Sydney FC seem to have terrific depth, Bernie. You know, some would say two players for every position, but sometimes that keeps the players guessing as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think you need a strong squad if you want to compete for things. And like, we made the FFA Cup final, and we want to be at the business end as well when the season is near the end. So, yeah, we need a strong squad, and we need to be pushing each other to make sure we get the best out of each other.
Yeah, you certainly do. Now, you went overseas and came back, and TK alluded to the injuries and stuff. Do you still hold out hopes of going back over there one day?
I got a one-year contract still over there, so came back to get fit again and start playing again. So we'll see what happens once the season's finished.
And that's in Belgium, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in Belgium. That's correct.
Club Bruges, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that, and so you is your first choice plan, Bernie, to finish the season here, maybe win the A-League title and go back to Club Bruges?
That would be probably the ideal plan. So, just like I said, I came back here to get fit again and start playing again and hopefully playing well as well, and then, do well with Sydney and, head back over there.
What about Socceroo aspirations, Bernie?
I think that's a bit far off for me. But,
Look,
if I can start playing well this season, then who knows what can happen from there.
Yeah, who knows what can happen. Who does Sydney take on next?
We play Melbourne City on Friday.
Yeah. So it's the big return grudge match, Melbourne City. So I'd imagine Graham Arnold will be drilling it into you guys that they got you in the FFA Cup, but it's your chance to go. No, well, you can probably go 9 points ahead, because I think they're running second, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. So I think even for us, we'll move on from the FFA Cup, but just take it as now a new game, and this is the league, and we're doing very well. We're undefeated in the league, so we'll look to continue that run.
And is there anything you learnt from that FFA Cup final that you guys can do better, in particular against Melbourne City this time?
I think it's definitely we can be better on the ball, that's for sure, and keep possession a lot more, and look to keep possession and play the way we normally play instead of, I think, getting into the type of game they play.
Right.
Can I ask just quickly, Graham Arnold, he rested Bobo, or he left Bobo on the bench. Is that just a rotation or a workload type thing?
Yeah, I think the best person would be to ask would be Arnie, but yeah, I think it would be just a rotation type of thing, because obviously we had the cup final on Wednesday, and a lot of boys have played a lot of minutes so far, like early on the season. So I think it was probably a rotation thing, like myself, Milos, George Blackwood, we all came in, and we hadn't played too much. So I think it was, probably a rotation type thing.
Bernie, we thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations on getting back on the park. Congratulations on your first goal back for a long period of time. And we wish you and Sydney FC all the best in the coming weeks, especially against Melbourne City on Friday night.
Thanks. Thanks very much, guys.
There he is, Bernie Beeney, Sydney FC striker. Good player.
Excitement pace, machine, mate.
Yeah, pace, strength. He's been troubled by a lot of injury in the last year or so. But good to see. And I didn't realise his contract with Belgium is still on foot.
Yeah, that's right.
Come back, get yourself fit, play some good football, and then go back over, which I'd imagine is every young footballer's dream, to play in those leagues.